tonight. Licking my baby, she's looking so right. Surely come take a seat and wanting your company. Your presence really exciting. Yo, 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 welcome to JM Live Podcast. I've been gone for a minute, now I'm back again. Haven't made a podcast since 2018, so this is like a soft reboot. But anyway, I was just thinking that, you know, since I had this debate for the last past 2 days with my wife and my sisters, and it caused quite a stir, so I was like, let me go ahead and put this out because I kind of want the opinions of the people out there. So I'm just say what I got to say and just see what kind of feedback I get, because to me it can be kind of a hot topic. So very simple. I talk to my sisters and my wife, and I posed a simple question, and I just want to just state this question to see what kind of feedback I get. So this is how it started. So my sister was over it, and she kept talking about she know her worth. She knows her worth. And you know, I hear women say that all the time. I know my worth. So therefore, I know my worth. I'm not going to settle, which is true. Or I should get a type of man that I so desire just by knowing my worth. So I told my sister, it's just not that simple. Just by knowing your worth will not get you the man or the type of man you want, especially when you're talking about getting married. So I asked her a simple question. A simple question indeed. I asked my sister, who dictates your value? I'm gonna ask that one more time, or I'm gonna state that one more time. Who dictates your value in a relationship? And she stated, I dictate my value. So I paused for a second. I said, no, you can't dictate your value. Only a man dictates your value. Now that may sound hostile, but it's not. It's really simple. You as a woman can't tell a man or make a man like you. Men and women are very, very different. Women have a set standard of how or what type of man they want, or men, for example. I also asked my sister this question. If you see two men, one man works at McDonald's, average looking guy. Another man is an average looking guy, has a good job. Which one of those guys would you give a chance to talk to you first? No bias, no trickery, no nothing. Two guys, one working at McDonald's. One has a good paying job. Both average looking guys. Most women, and I said most, not all, but most women will give the guy who has a good paying job their attention. Because why? Women always say they want a man who can provide for them, because one day they will have a family. Now mind you, I asked her, now these guys are not young, they're in their 30s and beyond. So that's the caveat. They're in their 30s and beyond. So a man in their 30s, one working at McDonald's, one has a good paying job. Who would you go to first? So that's what I mean when I say women dictates a man's value. So women want men who have decent or great paying jobs to support them and their families. Not all women, but most women. So women dictate the market value for a man. So why is it hard for women to believe that men dictate the value market for women? For example, you have two women. One has pink hair, long nails, big eyebrows or eyelashes. The other woman, curly hair, a pretty dress on, moderate to no makeup. Which one would a man go to first? Not all men, but most men. The girl with curly hair and a nice pretty dress. Because that's what men like. Men set the market value for what kind of woman they want. A woman can't tell a man how or whom he should be attracted to. Now, again, I'm not being hostile. I'm just making a point. Yes, you can have all the self-worth in the world, and you can have a high self-esteem for yourself, but that doesn't mean men would like you. Because you can have a man who has the highest self-esteem in the world, but if he's very, very ugly or maybe fat, a lot of women will not give him the chance, no matter how good of a man he is. Am I right or wrong? I really want y'all feedback. Somebody's gonna hear this. If a man is doing decent for himself and he's a big old huge dude, or he's not attractive at all, a lot of women is not gonna give that man any time, no matter how he feels about his self-esteem or his worth. But now give that man some money, a millionaire, fat, ugly, it doesn't matter. That man would attract a bunch of women simply because women dictate the market, and the market is they want men with money. I rest my case. Again, whoever hears this, I want your feedback. Just tell me what you think. Just take the opportunity to just let it marinate what I said here. With a short podcast, I just want to get this out because we was talking about it amongst my sisters and my wife. Y'all let me know what you think. Again, thank you for listening. Also, subscribe on Apple Podcasts or Spotify if you don't mind. It will truly help me out. Thank you so much. This is JM Live, and we're out. Thank you. Peace.